Hello, wizards and witches. This is Nico Lapalooza, and today I wanted to talk about a magic practice that is very powerful and that is available to everyone. Just like magic that exists in the world is available to everyone in equal parts. And this is a practice I learned through the hardship of a breakup. So through loss, there's a lot of powerful lessons oftentimes. And the crux of the lesson is that you can forgive someone and you can completely heal a relationship without ever physically being with the person and without physically talking to them in person. And it's a really simple practice, and it actually came to me. And since then, I've practiced on my own. It came to me when I was, sometimes I take showers in the dark. I just turn all the lights off, conserve energy and to just kind of just tap into my other senses, develop my other senses. But I was in the shower one time after the breakup, and this practice came to me, and it's as follows. It's a practice for healing relationships and for forgiveness. And what the practice is so you sit in meditation. At this point, I was standing in a dark room, but I was standing still. And in my mind's eye, I saw myself. I saw myself from a third party's view of bird's eye view or what have you, just another person's view. And I saw myself being surrounded with a bubble that covered all around me, probably about 9 feet around me in each way. And then the bubble at first started extracting smog. It started extracting any like gunk. I think it came to my mind's eye as like dark black smoke just being pulled from all these parts of my body, mostly from my head, and it was absorbed into the bubble and dissipated into space. And then the bubble began to fill me with light. Now, I think the color is completely up to you and up to the circumstance that you're in and the time that you're in. But in this particular case, it was like a rosy gold type of light. It fills me up. So, and then the vision of another person came to my mind. And the feelings associated with that person, which at that time was discomfort. And the same practice happened. The bubble surrounded them, extracted that which no longer serves them from my perspective, and then fills them and cleans them with light. And the first time I was given this practice, I ended up going through like, it just kept going. I ended up going through like 10, 20 people that I realized that needed to be forgiven in my life that I just hadn't made peace with, and like people I've gotten in fights with in college and friendships that, you know, that I did something wrong, and times that I did something wrong, I haven't forgiven myself. Really, it might all be about forgiving yourself. But yeah, this practice is a really powerful